Loaves and Fishes began more than 30 years ago, primarily as a grassroots street meal service, helping the destitute and hungry at the most basic level, keeping people alive. As the years passed, the service evolved and began delivering meals inside a church with a restaurant-type setting, thus allowing a sense of normalcy and dignity for those receiving what was still free food and support. As things became tougher for those most in need, Loaves and Fishes Food Bank began. Pre-COVID, this was delivering possibly 30 food parcels a week maximum. They now provide 150-plus food parcels every week. They help families, pensioners, veterans, and there are some blind service users and a blind volunteer. Every sector of society is served, and I asked chairperson of Loaves and Fishes, Leslie Davidson, if I should refer to the service as a food bank.
No, I think it's appropriate now to call it a community hub. I think the direction that society is taking, it's important to destigmatise food banks as much as possible.
Because it's not just food, you do things like school uniforms and Christmas presents.
I think what we do is we're more than a bag of food. And that's the most important thing to remember. We can absolutely feed someone, we can fill their tummy, but that's not enough. We have to be able to look after them in other ways. Our tagline, if you like, is that we give people full tummies, warm hearts and clear heads. And so that's not just about a bag of food. That's about filling up their soul and giving them clarity of thought as well. So yeah, that happens in the way of household items, clothing, company, advocacy, somewhere to be, just be with humanity.
And you've recently moved to bigger premises. Was that a necessity?
The premises move was partly financial. We were in a commercial unit in which we had to pay £2,500 a month rent, which was not feasible in the long term. And partly we weren't central enough. We needed to be where it was easy to access us, where we were visible and where people would find it easier to use our service. So we've moved into what was previously a council community hall, and through the process of a community asset transfer, we now are the landlords of it.
And I believe before COVID, the amount of parcels between then and now has multiplied quite a bit.
So when I started before COVID, we were doing maybe 30 food parcels a week, with maybe 10 volunteers. We now do, I believe this week we broke over 200 food parcels and I have 75 volunteers. So yeah, things have grown. And let's not kid ourselves, that's not really something to celebrate. I often say that our success is society's failure, and I think that's absolutely true here.
And the reason I heard about you is you not only support some blind people, you also have some blind volunteers. Tell us about the blind people who use your services.
So, interestingly enough, they're both elderly gentlemen who are veterans who have kind of developed a friendship through their involvement with us. Initially, we delivered to them because we didn't want to put the extra pressure of having to come to our premises. But it really is a far more passive experience to have a food parcel delivered. So we felt that it was important to encourage them to come to us. We make sure their appointment times are maybe a quieter time, a time where there's less crazy, less busy, less distractions, where the process will be easier and simpler for them. And in a really beautiful kind of full circle way, they've been able to meet in our cafe to share stories and develop a friendship. And so once again, it's never just a bag of food.
And you have a blind volunteer as well?
That's right. We have Sheila. Sheila has MS, and as a result of her MS, is blind. She has a small, small amount of sight, very limited. And I think the thing that Loaves and Fishes are really focused on is that while it's important that we be a food bank and we provide that service in the community, it's also really important that we provide a service where people can come and feel valuable and feel useful and feel that they have something to contribute, no matter what their limitations may be. So Sheila is a valued member of our team. She volunteers 2 days a week. She works in her non-food section, clothes and dishes at Loaves and Fishes. And between her and the team, they make it work. They make sure that she works in an area that doesn't present any physical challenges, but in which she can still feel incredibly valuable. And I don't know what we would do without her.
And if someone wants to get in touch, whether it's to use the services or to become a volunteer, where can they go?
There's multiple ways that they can do this. They can email us at loavesandfishesek@gmail.com. They can contact our Facebook page, or they can turn up. There's never an issue with someone just turning up at the door and having a chat that way. But either way, we'd absolutely welcome both customers who maybe are fearing the stigma of using a food bank. Outside of our new building, there is a giant sign that says Loaves and Fishes Community Hub, because that's what we are. So there's nothing to fear. And equally, someone who wishes to volunteer, there's plenty of roles that they could feel useful and rewarded in.
Leslie Davidson, thank you so much.
Thank you.